It's hard to believe that this is already the third week of Lent. Lent is almost half over. I don't know if it's because Lent started so early this year or some other reason, but I have sensed that a lot of folks have struggled to get started into Lent or to keep their Lenten promises. I've certainly felt this in my own life, and now that we are in our third week, it seems to be the time to get tougher. We start to crave those things that we are fasting from. We grumble a little more and pine for the days when we are fat and happy. It seems only appropriate, then, that the church has us read the story of the Israelites complaining to Moses. They have just been freed from slavery, where they were cruelly treated and forced to labor for the Egyptians. And here they are, free, but wandering about the desert, and then they begin to complain. They begin to wish for the days when they were slaves again. Their story is our story. How quickly we forget all the good that God has done for us. We become unsatisfied with our freedom and the generosity that God has already shown us. We forget all the good that God does for us in our life, and we start to complain for more. The story of the Israelites in the desert reflects who we are as people. People don't really change, even though there are thousands of years between us and Moses. Luckily for us, the story of God stays the same. God still provided for his people wandering the desert. He gave them food and water, and eventually, in his own time, he gave them the promised land. We see this in our gospel today with a woman at the well. Jesus meets her there. Just like in our lives, Jesus comes to her in the normal course of her day. Jesus begins a dialogue with her that on the surface seems simple and straightforward. He is thirsty, and he asks her for a drink. God asks to be served by a human. Beyond this, Jesus breaks the norms of the day and speaks to a woman alone, and at that, a non-Jewish woman. Jesus, God, comes to this person he is not supposed to and asks her to serve. The woman thinks that this is odd and thinks that he is simply asking for water, but Jesus takes her deeper. Jesus brings her everlasting water, life-giving water. The story goes back to the Old Testament reading today about people needing water, but it also hints at our baptism, life-giving water that frees us from our sin. Just about every one of us here is baptized. We have received life-giving water. We have been saved through the work of Christ on the cross. We can't save ourselves. No matter what we do, we can't earn salvation, either by knowing more or doing more. It's only through Christ that we are saved. If we really tried to live Lent out in our life and work at becoming holier, we should not be surprised that we find it hard. After all, if we're doing good and holy things in our life, then the devil is going to tempt us away. He's going to seduce us away from doing good. I think we often turn away from God and give up being holier because it's tough and not easy. But instead of thinking it's tough or maybe that we're not doing the right thing, we should rejoice because we have been found worthy to suffer just a little bit for our God. We have been freed, like the Israelites, from slavery to sin by our baptism. Our thirst and need can only be quenched by Jesus Christ. We are the chosen people found in the church on our way to the promised land of heaven. How quickly we forget how much God has done for us and given us. We want more, but the more that will only save us is Jesus, not things. If we find ourselves struggling this Lent, we are in good company. Anyone who truly tries to follow God will find struggle. The good news is that even as we struggle or even fall, we can rely on the work of Christ and not our own strength. It's through him who was crucified for us that we are made holy. Our love for Christ is reflected in the way we imitate him, but it's always Christ who saves us. And thank God, because being a good and holy Christian is hard.